And these so-called random acts of terror are designed to do just that, destroy our empathy, our humanity. Because what power fears most is our holding hands, our coming together in unity, for obvious reasons. The calculus today is not the same as that our ancestors faced. Today we stand at a different vantage. And the further out you go, from local to global, and as we grow up and see from the vantage of the whole, the vista opens to a free future. A future that is the opposite of power. Viewed authentically from the vantage of the whole, and that whole includes we soon to be free humans, granted, now but an incipiency. Viewed from the vantage of the whole, this asymptote business is akin to treading water when power stays hidden, so we must not let them. Treading water and stuck in power's unfelt imaginations, as Shakespeare termed it. We have until now allowed the power guys to fine-tune us to their fantasies, make adjustments to our human capacities. Adjustments is generous, huh? About destroy them. To make certain that we'd make no progress to a future that's fundamentally different. We'll see this in the quote, I think, about that asymptote. Particularly if we first consider some earlier show excerpts that ask some relevant questions about the hidden assumptions. This asymptote business being one. That structure, that govern our lives.